Hello everyone, my name is Arvind, and thank you so much for being here. I composed this piece, as Dr. Martin just mentioned, part of the Collaborative Undergraduate Research and Inquiry program at St. Olaf College, or just QA for short. So we had to sound our times. We had to write a musical response to today's challenges, and I decided to write about the second wave of COVID that happened in India. It was truly a tragic incident. I used to wake up to texts from my friends, and it was always bad news. Arvind, my father is no more. I just cannot forget that. I had to write about it. Just sitting here, me not being able to do anything, I feel this is the only way I could give my support to my friends and my family. The piece has three very distinct sections. The first one is chaos, which is loud, flashy, well, extremely chaotic, and there was an oxygen crisis in India where people had a lack of access to oxygen tanks. So I've included a lot of breathy sounds in the wind section to capture that, you know, struggle to get oxygen. The second part of that section is a dance with death. It is a traditional Dhol Tasha beat from Maharashtra, which is where I spent a lot of my life in, and this is a kind of beat that people dance to, but it's not supposed to be a celebratory tone, it's more of a dance with death. The second movement is the tribute. It's a change of pace, and this is the part where the band calms down and we sing for the departed. I dedicate this section to my grandfather who passed away last year. We're singing verses from the Bhagavad Gita, and we're singing in the Sanskrit language, which is the ancient language of India. It's still spoken, it's not a dead language, but only by 24,000 people. The third section is hope. This suddenly has, it starts with the tasha drums, starting slowly, building up, and people cheering. This is how it usually starts back home in India. Everyone is clamoring, but suddenly people hear the one tasha note and everyone is silent. And then they start cheering because this is the start of the celebration. It is titled Hope because I want to end it on a hopeful note, and that we've come a long way. Cases are going down and it's getting better, but it's still not the end. That is why you would still hear a lot of motives from the first section in the third one. The title Kala Chakra, which means the Wheel of Time, was suggested to me by my dad when I sought his help. I thought it perfectly summarizes the underlying philosophy and the meaning of the piece, which is the cyclic nature of time. It's a Hindu philosophy. The cyclic nature of time, the cyclic nature of life, which is very different from the rest in peace concept, which we have here. It's more of see you on the other side than goodbye, never see you again. Finally, I just want to express my gratitude to Dr. Mara to not only give me the perfect environment to compose this piece with wonderful feedback and encouragement, but also allow me to play my own piece as a member of St. Olaf Band. I also want to thank my friends Anna Severson and Chris Martin. They were the other students who also worked on a similar project. We met a couple times a week for around 2 months, critiqued each other's pieces, and just gave feedback. We were there for each other. We saw our music go from blank stuff to just, you know, amazingness. I also want to thank Dr. McClung. He's the percussion professor at our college, and he lent us his gadam and udu, which are two traditional instruments you will be hearing. So for those of you who don't know about it, I think it'll be interesting. It's one of my favorite percussion instruments from India. Anyways, this performance is a dream come true for me. I never imagined that such a wonderful ensemble will be performing a piece that I've written. And this just wouldn't have been possible if my parents didn't send me halfway across the globe. It's an action-packed piece, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you very much.